And we have a nice, juicy, wondrous meditation for you. So let yourself get comfortable in a position of balance. Close your eyes. Draw a curtain of privacy around you. Go into your own space. Let the lights come down a little bit so that you feel calm. And any noises that you hear in the environment will just be soothing and restful. Know that we are here with you and you with us. And we're going to heal some stress. We're going to heal some distress. And we're going to open you up to eustress, to positive life energies, to your greatness, to your light, to your love, so that you can be happy, so that you can answer the call of your soul and trust your own divine plan. Trust that you have come to become the magicians. You have come to be the reality creator. That's who you are. You've come to do it consciously. You came from a very high level, from beyond this universe. And you came here. And yes, you got stuck for a while here, mired in stuff. You got stuck in shame. You started buying into it as true. But it isn't. It isn't who you are. It has nothing to do with who you are. It is passed on in your culture. It is an idea. A limiting idea fixated upon you that you are not enough, that you're inadequate in some way. Are you willing to let that go? Think about it. Feel it. What would you do if your life had no more insecurity in it? What if your life was filled with bliss and that everything that unfolded in your life you found to be in your benefit, to your benefit, to line you up space and time correctly, beautifully, for you to live a beautiful life, for you to remember who you are, to feel more love and more happiness, to connect more to the divine, and to return home triumphant. You're at that pivotal place. We have established a vortex, and we will begin by having you release stuff. So first imagine yourself floating in a sky filled with stars. These stars are all your friends on the other side, those who love you, those who care about you. They are here to be with you, to love you, to support you, and to witness you. You are not alone. You are surrounded by loving beings every moment. We, who are some of those stars, we do not sleep. That is a physical body thing. We are with you all the time, and especially can work with you when you come to be with us in meditation. So let yourself begin to feel the safety that all of us surrounding you, holding the resonance, the matrix, the light grid of your divine plan for you, chosen by you and the divine, holding that for you. Remember, you're coming home. You're on your way back to the divine. You're moving beyond karma, beyond space-time in this journey. We are here for you, and so are hundreds and thousands of others. Let us and all of your friends, the stars, the points of light, let us love you right now. There is nothing that you have done that has made you so bad, so restricted, so shut down, so armored, so loaded up, that we can't love you 100%. There is nothing. Nothing that is a liability of yours to keep you from being loved by us and all of us, because we see who you are. In this vortex, you floating at the center, we in the sky filled with stars, and between you and us, a spinning vortex that can take what you give, and we and it will take whatever you're willing to give, transmute it back into the light, the origin of all things. And we ask of you, your price to pay for happiness, for peace, for safety, for love, is your shame. We're not asking you to pay a price of your value, of your significance, of your time. No, we want your shame. It's a ugly thing. An idea you fell for, an illusion, a game that you played, a deadly game, because shame kills all your diseases, all your physical suffering has shame underneath it somewhere. Every moment that you think a thought of yourself as less than others, as inadequate, you're revving up, expanding your shame. So at the count of three, let it go. Let go of the darkness. Let go of the self-dislike, the places in you that still perceive yourself as weak, powerless, inadequate, stupid, or anything else that is limiting, negative. One. Now you may perceive it as a kind of a gray energy or a gummy black stuff or a brown brittle stuff. It doesn't matter how you perceive it, but just perceive how that darkness in your body is. Give it a texture. Give it a color. Maybe even a smell. and start pulling it out yourself, pulling it into a ball or a cloud, a little cloud, or put it in a bowl. Bring it together. Come on, pull it together. That's that one. You're pulling it together. That's good. Okay, now we're going to pull two. Yeah, we got a good handle on it now. Let us have it at three. One, two, and three. Just let yourself feel empty. Just float for a moment. Empty. Don't worry, you're safe. Empty. We're going to release something else now. Whoever in your life has taken your power, has abused you, has mistreated you, has lied to you, has betrayed you, has undermined you, diminished you, criticized you, hurt you. All the emotion left over from that, all the anger, all the pain, all the wounds. When we count to three, we're going to pull them out of you and send them in the vortex, if you're willing. So let's go about it. One, let us pull all that wound, pull all the pain, all the anger, all the rage. Just come on, pull it together, pull it together. Pull it out of you, whatever color it is, whatever texture or smell it is. Don't let your body get involved with it. Just hold it in your mind. Get your mind in focus of it. Okay. Feel it. Mind in focus. Okay. Pulling it out. Pulling it out. One, two. Pulling it out. Pulling it out. Pulling out. All the wounds, all the pain, all the anger, all the rage. Two and three. Okay, just give yourself a nice exhale. There you go. Let us just finish pulling some of that out. Some of these are deep, deep roots. Let's pull, 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 pull. We're continuing to pull. Just let yourself be open. Let yourself be just open. And let us just finish pulling this out. And let yourself float in the emptiness. Just let it be empty. Don't put stuff in. Don't let your mind fill it up with stuff. When your mind starts yakking, just laugh benevolently. And just pay attention to the emptiness. Turn your attention to the emptiness, the space, where once there was stuff, yucky stuff, but it's empty now. That closet in your psyche, it's cleaned out. Just feel that space. All right, we're going to do a third release. This one is the stress that you have in your life right now, a stress you anticipate dealing with, or what you usually consider that which stresses you. And by stress, we mean distress. What distresses you? Whether it's a current situation, an anticipated future problem, or something in general about yourself. What is it that is stressing you? What do you tend to be stressed by? Let yourself imagine it. Let yourself step into it and feel it. As if it had been isolated, as if it had been made into a room, and you just stepped into that room, your room of distress. Feel that. Feel how long you've had that response, that old response of yours. Feel how familiar this particular stress or type of stress is. You've encountered it before in other forms. Throughout your life, there was a place where you allowed distress, and this place is what you feel now. You feel the distress of your past, the distress of your present, the distress of your future. Just let yourself feel it. Just be with it. Sit with it. Sit in the darkness with it. And realize it was your choice. You didn't know you were making the choice. If you had known you could have made other choices, maybe you could have. But you were not given other choices at the time you made choices about stress. You weren't given other options. This was all that was available. This is what your parents did or your older sibs did. This is what your friends did. This is how it was done. This is a type of response that you normally had to it. Think about it. What kind of response would you do? How could you shoot yourself more in the foot? How did you take yourself down? How did you make stuff that was really, really simple, really hard and difficult? How did you misunderstand your reality so much at times that you thought that you had a challenge and it turned out to be a completely different challenge? Where you lost control, where you tried to control, where you tried to manipulate, where you tried to earn. You tried all these strategies. You tried to please everybody. You gave your power away. Please, please be nice to me. You thought if you gave other people your power, they would want to love you and give you something. And you found to your disappointment that wasn't true. So what stress, distress, would you like to let go of? What is the scenario that goes with it? And what is the emotional response you've always tended to have to this type of distress, this type of challenge? Focus now. What is the core? What is the knee-jerk automatic response? Who are you when you're faced with distress, a challenge? Who are you? Are you your adult, or are you one of your younger selves panicking? At the count of three, we'd like to help you clear this current distress or your general pattern of distress. Or what you're worried about in the future, distress. And we'd like to also, as we work with your spirit helpers and your guides, your friends. We would also like to release the distress of your inner child, of your inner adolescent, of your young adult. Because that's where you set up the patterns. You, the adult now, stay in your adult. Feel the stress as your adult. Understand that you in the past made a choice how to deal with it. And choose now to let that stress go. To choose your stressful response can be gone, can be done. Choose it now. It's your choice. Choose that you're going to have magic. Choose that you're going to have something different. In a little while, we'll do a programming for that. But right now, make the choice so that you can let go of your pattern of stress forever. Or at least by letting it go, it becomes really obvious when it shows up again. It makes it much, much easier for you to identify it and let it go immediately. We're at the count of three. We're going to take this stress. We're going to take your pattern of stress. Your pattern of reaction to your stress. Your choice. One. Gathering it. Gathering it. Gathering it in your nervous system. Gathering it in your endocrine or hormonal system. Gathering it. Gathering it from your adrenals, gathering it from your pituitary gland, gathering it from your hypothalamus gland. Gathering, 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 gathering. One, two, pulling it all together, and three. Just let it empty out. If you've ever seen water just empty out of a glass, just like it's being poured, as if, gravity is pulling it upwards and out of you. Or letting it just drain, like you have water and you're like a sieve and the water's just out of you. Just let it come out. Just drain it out. Just wash it out. Just let it come out. Let us get the matrix that it's embedded in. We're going to go do some level work here. Through dimensions, bodies, pulling it out of your physical body, pulling it out of your mental body, and now your emotional body. And now sit with the emptiness. In the quiet. Now, how would you live your life as a light being you are? Living your life in alignment with your truth, with who you are, the way that is most loving and harmonious for you. How can you live your life that when you are faced with challenges, because you will always be faced with various challenges, that you can understand that your reality is supportive and it wants you to see something. That there is a message there. Not to take it so personally that there's something wrong with you, but for you to say, oh, okay, let me look at this and let me let it go. Let me look at this limitation and let it go. I can identify it, let it go, have compassion for myself, forgive myself for having held on to it for oh so long, because I love myself. I'm okay. I don't have to earn anything. I'm willing to receive. I'm willing to be me. I'm willing to value myself. And I choose a beautiful, magical future. I choose a balance, at least, a balance to the challenge, a balance to the distress, at least to bring it, in a sense, almost to neutral, so that I can just see it as a movement of energy in my reality, that I, as a powerful reality creator, will somehow allow the magic to come to me, to bring it to me what I need. I don't have to figure it out. I give myself permission to not figure it out. I give myself permission to allow myself to open to the magic and the miraculous of having the resolution, to having the lift, to having the opportunities I want. I choose. Let yourself feel yourself, the adult you, choosing, the light being you, the powerful reality creator you, choosing now, choosing. Choosing to live a life with elegance, choosing to live a life with value, with love and self-esteem, choosing yourself. The new identity of you, the light being you, as the one who is dealing with, who is exploring all your life, who is functioning, who is responding to, with your power, to your challenge. That diminishes that intensity of the challenge. Knowing and trusting that that challenge will be resolved beautifully, magically, in some kind way to yourself. Choose this state now. Choose this life now. Choose this future track now. Shift. Just imagine you're shifting by this choice. You're shifting to a more positive future where you don't have to focus on all the issues, feel all the pain. No, you're shifting to a future where you get to dance together with your reality in a loving way, where you get to experience more power, more success, where you allow inspiration and creativity to light your way, a living according to your temperament, to your way, to who you are. Feel the shift. And now what is it that you want, desire? What can you imagine you would like in your future? See yourself a year from now with whatever it is that you would like to have, the living the lifestyle you would like to live. Imagine a year in the future. It may happen in a month, but imagine it first. A year in the future, in a sense far away, so we can create a really bright future back there for you to hook onto, way out there. You being happy, healthy, successful. Let yourself feel that. What state is that? Who are you? The light being that you are, the reality creator, having a good time, enjoying the adventure, finding upliftment. This is your program. This is your goal. This is your direction, your aim, your target. It's going to be more than this, but this is it for now. How bright it is, how much brighter it is than what you could have anticipated. Choose to make the shift to this future. That everything that happens in your life from now to the time that that future gets fulfilled will be giving you more happiness, more love, and more success. That you will stay in your power and you will be in choice. And you will respond as the light being you are to your life. At the count of three, we're going to send your program out into the reality that's going to listen to you, going to see the vignette, the movie you send, your choices, so that it can begin to implement that, begin to move your reality, to start lining stuff up magically for you, to synchronize stuff for you so that you can get there. One. Two. To pull it all together, feel the brightness of it, feel the lightness of you, feel the brilliance of you. Feel the light in you and the outside of you. Feel everything getting brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. And three, send it out, send it out, send it out. Come on, let it go. It's pretty. You don't want to hold on to it, though. You want the universe to know about it. Come on, send it out, send it out, send it out. And send it all out. Don't hold on to a single bit of it till you are empty. Empty. Sit with the emptiness in the light. The light emptiness. And know that your future is being imbued with this light. Your future is starting to take action. Your reality is starting to move. Move towards that for you. Starting to align stuff. Starting to pull stuff together for you. Trust your divine plan. You would not have made this choice if it was not part of your divine plan. It is done. Your choice is made. So be it. And just for a moment, remember, you're surrounded in a sky filled with stars. Hundreds, thousands, pinpoints of light, each one a consciousness, a light being who loves you, who's with you, who's witnessed your choice, supports you 100%. We love you. We see who you are. We see your destiny, and it's beautiful. And it is done. You are aligned, attuned. We're going to put some sparkles in your aura. You could use some sparkles, can't you? A little giggle or a little smile here or there. Some sparkles. Laughter dispels distress. Sparkles of happiness and laughter. Lightness of being. Now let yourself return to body consciousness. Paying attention to that very patient body that has put up with yet another meditation, being still, waiting for you. Letting yourself open your eyes gently, gently. Breathing gently, gently. taking a relaxation breath deep from the belly, expanding the chest, and then just let it go. Don't let it go slowly next time. Just let it drop. Just relax all the muscles completely. Don't exhale, push it. Don't push it. Just let all the tension go. When you breathe to the top, let all the tension go. Just as if you're going to just drop your hands into your lap. You just let it go. Do it 3 times. If you haven't done it 3 times already, then do it another time or two. All right. Welcome back. Your reality has changed in the past few moments. It has been our pleasure to be with you and assist you in this change. We love you, dear one. We surround you with our light and our love. Feel free to call upon us anytime we're there. We surround you with our light, as we said, and of course, with our love, as we said. More light, more love. Mm-hmm. Farewell.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear one.